But God, you are a God who pursues us. Even though we are unrighteous and unclean, we've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. And you see us holy and spotless and blameless through the finished work of Jesus Christ. God, let us understand that. Let us walk in that. Let us believe it. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We got an awesome Sunday today. It's graduation Sunday. We got some awesome graduates and we have some awesome seats for our graduates today. So if you're graduating today, you get on up out of your seat and head this way. And don't make me come get you. Well, actually, I'll send somebody to get you. John T. Sims, where you at? Yeah, you don't want John to come get you. Grant, you're looking good today, man. But not as good as Hannah. But a lot better than Thomas. No, I'm just kidding. And then there's Peyton. Beautiful Peyton. Wow, you know what is awesome about today? It's graduation Sunday. Did you know that today is Pentecost? Some of you are going, what the heck is Pentecost? It's Pentecost today. Who knows what Pentecost is in the Christian faith? What is Pentecost? Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit came down and filled the believers. Acts chapter 2. It's when the Holy Spirit came in power and filled the believers. Do you realize that it was in that moment, that was a moment that was marked in history. There had never been a moment like that before in human history. If you read through the Old Testament, there were many times when the Holy Spirit came. How did it word it in the scripture? It says the Holy Spirit would come upon you. But it was at the day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit came and dwelt in. It came into you. Now I'm going to ask you four, as I need to know. Have you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior? All right, we got four. Four for four, that ain't bad. Let me say to you parents, grandparents, family and friends, those of you who have helped nurture and raise, job well done. Listen, let me tell you this. It don't matter what you do from this point forward, it's going to be good. Because if God has rescued you and your faith is in Jesus Christ, let me tell you, you have helped them to achieve the greatest thing they could ever achieve in their life, having a saving and personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter how much money you earn, doesn't matter how many pins you knock down, okay? Although, the more is better, that's right, yeah. It doesn't matter how many McDonald's you manage, how many souls you save. Parents, you have done a great job. I just want to say that. Four for four. Amen? Let's go home. Drop the mic. Actually, Kevin said I cannot drop the mic. At least somebody better catch it, right? Amen. Hey, we're going to be in Acts chapter 2. I want to read this scripture to you. So you go ahead and find yourself there. How many of you know that the power of the Son is amazing? Let's talk about the sun that shines on the earth. How many of you know, I found this amazingly interesting. It says that the surface of the sun is 9,941 degrees. That's hot, ain't it? At the very surface, it says at the center that the temperature rises to 27 million degrees. This is talking about our sun. Our sun is huge. By comparison, it would take 1.3 million, come on, I want you to wrap your mind around this. It'd take 1.3 million Earths to fill the sun. 1.3 million Earths to fill our sun. But listen to this. Our sun is below average in size in comparison. Get this. There are 100 billion stars in our galaxy, in the Milky Way. 100 billion. There are 100 billion galaxies that we know of. And in Isaiah 40, verse 12, it says that God measures the heavens with the palm of his hand. This is the God that you serve. You tell me what's impossible for him. What's impossible for him? That's the God that we serve. That's the power of the natural sun. You tell me how much power is in the Son of God. It said in Genesis, it said all things were created through him. The Holy Spirit. I want to tell you, young men, young women, this message is for all of us today, but I'm going to focus on you guys because you're getting ready to take a step. It's a monumental step. It's a life-changing step. It's a big step. And the things that you've learned throughout your 17, 18 years, the things that's been instilled to you, the character, the morals, the convictions that you have, there's not going to be a time that's more greater than right now for you to hold on to those things, to remember who you are. Because I'm going to tell you, and I could get a witness, everything in this world will try to tell you who you are. Your friends, TV, radio, society, Facebook, social media, Twitter, everything will try to define who you are. Let me tell you better know who you are. You better know who you are before you face those things. And because you've said that Christ is your Lord and Savior, I already know that the identity of Christ has already been planted in you. It's already formed in you. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to hold on to that. There's power that God has given you. Because you've believed, because you received Christ, how many of you realize that when we believe in Christ, that the Holy Spirit comes into us? The Holy Spirit is in you. How many of you know the Holy Spirit is in you? Amen? The Holy Spirit is in you. Let's look at chapter 2, verse 1. We're going to read a few verses here. Acts chapter 2, it says, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. There was unity, there was harmony, they were together in one place. And then it says, suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a roaring and mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them the ability. It says at that time they were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. when they heard the loud noise and everyone came running and they were bewildered to hear their own language being spoken by these believers. They were completely amazed and they said, "How can this be? These people are all from Galilee and yet we hear them speaking in our own known languages." And they go on to tell, there was 15, they actually named 15 different countries. I'm not going to try to mutilate those names for you this morning, and you might get a kick out of that if I try to get through that, but I'm not going to entertain you with that this morning. But there was 15 different countries represented there. And they said, "And we all hear these people speaking in our own language about the wonderful things God has done." I want you to hold on to that. They began to speak about the wonderful things that God has done. Let me ask you guys, has God done wonderful things in your life? Has God done any wonderful things in your life? How many of you know that sometimes things don't look wonderful in the beginning, but they are wonderful in the end? Amen. And you parents, you got four amazing young people right here. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, you ain't seen their room. Grant, is your room clean? Oh, yeah, you had company last night. You had to clean your room. That's right. Hannah, is your room clean? What about under the bed? That's a different story, she said. Peyton, your room. Rachel, is her room clean? No. Well, you got confirmation. Everybody's going, no. Thomas, I know you keep your room clean, right, Chuck? For the most part, yeah. Do you ever leave food in there? Not anymore. Not since they had that really bad bug problem, man. He stopped leaving food in his room. I'm telling you what, you're amazing young people. Cream of the crop. I mean, you're the very best graduates we've got here at church. I mean, you're at the top of the list. God's going to do some amazing things with you guys. Let me tell you this. What happens, what the world tries to tell us is that we can do it. What's the American dream? You can accomplish everything. You can do it. You work hard. Let me tell you this. There's more that you need than yourself. And in Acts, it's telling us there's a spirit that lives within you. There's a spirit that empowers you. You know, when it's talking about the filling of the Holy Spirit, you know, in the Greek, that word, that filling, it's not a one-time filling. It's not like you got filled up, you filled the cup up, you're done, that's great. That Greek word actually is a continuous filling. How many of you know that's true? You've walked with the Lord long enough that you know you have to continually be filled. And that our Christian journey is just that. It's a journey. It's not you arrive and everything's great and you've got everything. Your Christian journey, it's a walk. It's a continuous feeling. It's a continuous journey. It's a continuous walk. And you are at a pivotal point. How many, are you all 18? 17? 17? Okay, we got the wisdom here and here. 17, 18, you're at a pivotal point where you're getting ready to take off. How many of you remember being at 17 or 18 years old? Some of you are a little hazy, I can tell. Vaguely remember that. Some of you, how many of you can't wait to be 17 or 18? No, you can't go back and do it again. It's like, you can't raise your hand twice there. You're at this pivotal point where, I mean, this whole thing is in front of you. Life is in front of you. And what you've got to begin to realize is there is something inside of you that God's placed. It's going to help direct you, help you make decisions, help you stay on the path that God's already started you on. And one thing I know about all four of you, you have amazing families. You have a wonderful support system You've got plenty of love, plenty of people praying for you. Amen? I mean, Thomas, between God and the prayers is praying, that's the only chance you got, man. Those prayers and God's power, it's going to take you places that your mind hasn't even begun to think of. You believe that? I'll tell you, Thomas, there's a great call in his life, isn't there? You've seen it. You've felt it. You got a lot of things going on in your mind, Thomas. And God's going to sort out the truth for you. He's going to make the path plain and give you the strength to walk down it. The Spirit, here's what I want us to see. A lot of times we think about the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, and we get all crazy, don't we? As we think about, man, they were speaking. Here's what our thought is. Well, man, the Holy Spirit came down. The tongues of fire set on them. Man, they went out in the street. They were acting like they were drunk, and they were speaking in tongues. Right? I mean, we can imagine like this wild, crazy thing going on. Actually, what the Word of God says is that when they were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit came upon them, that they went out into the streets and they began to tell about the wondrous and glorious works of God in 15 different languages that they didn't even know. That sounds pretty organized to me. Somebody was the author. Somebody was in charge. It wasn't this chaotic craziness. It was 15 people who didn't know the language that were from Galilee that were speaking in 15 different known languages. Can we say that was miraculous? Do you know any languages, Grant? What foreign languages did you take?
I took 1 year of Latin, 1 year of Spanish. 1 year
of Latin and 1 year of Spanish. Well, tell us some Latin.
I can't.
Okay. Well, I hope your Latin teacher is not in here today. Did you take any foreign languages? Spanish, all right.
But I only...
No, that's English. No, you...
I only knew enough to pass, that's it.
Oh, you passed your class, all right, yeah. Wow. Did you take any foreign languages? Hillbilly is not a foreign language, all right. You took Spanish?
Hola.
No, that's a guy that's on that TV show, the winner. What's that, Olaf? Is that what you're trying to say, Olaf?
Like, hello.
Oh, hello. Oh, hola. Yeah. Okay, I'm with you now. What'd you take, Peyton? Spanish. Well, enlighten us.
Don't ask me to speak anything. I don't remember.
She does. Wow. I mean, did you take algebra? You remember anything about that? Did you learn anything? Nothing. Wow. Let's just move on. We're going down the wrong street there. I'm like, okay. Hola. Thomas, I mean, honestly, you're the only one that even spoke anything. So if I had some candy, I'd give it to you. But how about a drink of water? No, you're good. Oh, praise the Lord. So back to where we were at, the Holy Spirit came upon these believers who were gathered together for the express purpose of prayer, worship, and expectation. Let me ask you, what is your expectation? What is your greatest expectation in life in general? Or for your life, what is your greatest expectation in your life? These men and women were gathered with the expectation that God was going to show up. God was going to deliver on his word because Jesus said, you go back to Jerusalem and you wait until the promise comes. Let me tell you, how many of you got a promise? How many of you has the Lord spoke to you? How many of the Lord has revealed to you a promise? Let me ask you, where's our expectation in that? Where's our expectation? Because here's what happened when the tongues and the power of God came upon those people. It empowered them to go and tell of the great things that God has done. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit empowers us so that we can tell the message, the gospel message, the wonderful things that God has done. I'll tell you, a lot of times we don't feel the power of God. We don't experience the power of God because we're not excited about telling people. Let me tell you, the greatest message you got is the message of Jesus Christ. The greatest message you got, it's not even your foreign language, Thomas. Thank God. Thank God that's not the message you've been entrusted with. Because you're going to need a lot more power than that to get you speaking some. The greatest message that you've got, the greatest message that you've got is the message of Jesus Christ. Because there is no other message that can change the eternity for people except the message that's found in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, where is our heart in sharing the message about Christ? A lot of times we don't experience the power because, I mean, honestly, God only empowers you when you are doing his purpose. Why else would he empower you? He empowers you to do the purpose that he's called you to do. He empowers you to tell the message that he's put in your heart. He empowers you to speak the power that's within you. And we see here in Acts that these men and women that were gathered, the power of God came upon them. And what was the very first thing that they did? They went out into the street. Come on, you got to see this in a bigger picture. They went out into the street and they began to speak in power the message of God. And they began to share their heart and they didn't even know what they were saying. You see, the beauty in all of that is they didn't even know what they were saying, Peyton. The Spirit of God was speaking through them. And that's what I want to tell you today is that wherever you find yourself, whatever situation you're in, if you will open your mouth and speak, God will give you the words and you'll glorify him. And you will draw men and women to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you this, most of the time, come on, men, women, myself, most of the time, we don't give God the chance. Most of the time, we won't step out of our comfort zone and open up our mouth, share the gospel, live a life of conviction. We'd rather live a life in secret. It's a lot safer there. Let me tell you, Grant, this ain't time to be safe. I don't mean that in an unsafe way, Karen and Jeff. I'm talking about for the gospel. This is a time you better know who you are. It's a time you better be found speaking it. Because the word of God says what is in your heart will come out of your mouth. Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so whatever's in you, it better be coming out of your mouth. Because that will begin to define the steps you're going to take in your life. Now, what good does it do if you gain the whole world and you forfeit what God wants for your life? You forfeit everything that God has for you. What good is that? If you're successful and you bowl a 300, you make it to the women's professional PG or PBA. Is that right? Is there a professional women's PB? Yeah. What if you gain all of that and yet you forfeit the purpose that God has for you? Do you think that's going to be fulfilling? Come on, adults. How many of us, we can be honest, How many of us have ran from what God called us to do, what you knew you should be doing, and somehow, because you kept it inside of you, you didn't walk it out, you didn't speak it out, you find yourself now wishing you would have done something different? Anybody? Come on. Absolutely. I'm telling you, you got an awesome opportunity, man. Everything's in front of you. Just been the dirty diapers behind you now, you know. You got a bright future. You got everything going for you. You got Christ in your heart. You got the Holy Spirit that's in you. And you find yourself at this point with a message in your heart. Now look, when the people went out onto the streets and they spoke in these languages that were known to the 15 nations, listen to what happened. Some of the people were confused. In verse 12, it says, amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, what does this mean? And some of the people criticized. Some, however, made fun of them and said, oh, they've had too much wine to drink. But others were convicted. Verse 37, it says, when the people heard this, they were cut to their heart and said to Peter and the others, brothers, what shall we do? And some celebrated, and those who accepted the message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. That's in verse 41. What I'm telling you, young people, what I'm telling you, adults, is that if we'll open up our mouth and we'll be empowered by the Holy Spirit, look, there's always going to be some people that criticize, right? You can't get away from it. There's always going to be people that criticize. It happens in the church. Well, we sang too many songs today. Well, everybody sang too loud. Well, there was people raising their hands. Well, I saw somebody dancing or jumping. I mean, and it was way too hot in there. I don't know who is in charge of that temperature. I mean, there's always going to be people that criticize. Well, Johnny, he just spoke too long. And I haven't yet, so I'm watching the clock. I have. All right, he didn't speak long enough. Of course, I've never heard anybody say that one. There's always going to be people that criticize what you're doing. And you're going to open up your mouth, and you're going to step out in the power of God, and you're going to share, and you're going to do, and you're going to live this gospel message in your life. And there's going to be people that are critical of it. Okay? So just be ready. Look, you're not doing it for those who are critical. That's not your motivation. You're doing it out of a heart of obedience to God. How many of you are excited? Come on. How many of you are truly excited about living your life for the gospel of Jesus Christ? And you're excited about what God has in store for you. Amen? And there's always going to be people that might be a little confused at what you say. Jesus? Christ, what? They're not going to quite understand what's going on, but then there's going to be people who are convicted in their heart saying there is a God. There is a Jesus. Tell me more about this Jesus. What can I do? I mean, look at this. On that day, 120 of them gathered together for several days in a row with the express purpose of praying, worshiping, and expectation. When the Holy Spirit shows up and empowers them, they go out on the street, they speak the goodness of God in an intelligible way that people understood. And 3,000 people were added to the church that day. Here's what I'm saying. Maybe we need to be speaking by the power of the Holy Spirit a little more often. Because if they can add 3,000 to the church in one day, what is our excuse for going a whole year? I mean, seriously, we need to start speaking by the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Do you know the greatest evangelistic tool that we have? Every single one of you. Every single one of you are the greatest evangelistic tool that we have here at Cornerstone. as you go out, as you go into the world, as you live your life and you speak the gospel, people will be saved. I promise you that. And let me tell you this, when you're in that moment, when you're in that moment and God tells you and gives you the opportunity and you open up your mouth, look, some people will be confused. Some people will criticize, but there's going to be people's eternity that is changed because of your obedience and your lifestyle. And you, let me ask you this. You understand that all of this is temporary. You realize that. Your life is temporary. You'll change. Your body will begin to deteriorate. You don't believe me? John Ari, come here. I'm kidding, John. I'm teasing him. I'm telling you, I mean, my body's starting to... Anybody got these little things on the side of you right here? I mean, your body starts to change. You don't stay young and fit and healthy all your life. I mean, you begin to go through some changes. So you begin to realize real quick the older you get that life's temporary, right? You realize it. But I'm telling you what, if you'll live your life for the eternal, if you'll live your life with the lenses of heaven, allowing you to see the things that are in front of you, and if you'll live your life with the ears of heaven, you'll hear what the Lord is saying. And let me tell you this, young people, be obedient to what you hear. Don't resist the voice of the Lord, or you'll find yourself on a path that you never should have been on. You'll find yourself in a place that you wish you would have never arrived at. And you'll be living a life that you were never called to live. God has great and mighty plans for you. And let me say this to you. The choice is absolutely and 100% yours. There's nobody that can make up your mind, make choices for you that you can make. The direction you decide to go will totally and absolutely depend on the person you decide to follow. And I challenge you today to follow Christ with all of your heart. Every second, every day. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. There's going to be people that are naysayers. There's going to be people that will question your faith. There's going to be people say, well, I don't believe in God. Yeah. I want you to take a look at the 100 billion stars in our galaxy. I mean, there's going to be people that don't agree with you, but don't let it rock or shake your faith. You be solid in who you are because the Holy Spirit lives in you. And God's going to empower you for that purpose in that moment. And God's going to give you the words to say. He's going to give you the power to live the life he's called you to live. Don't shortchange what God has in store for you. Nothing, we sang this morning, nothing's impossible for God, right? There's nothing that's impossible for God in your life. I want to challenge you in this way too. Because so much of our world is built on feelings. And let me say, I'm a feely kind of guy. I mean, those that know me, I cry at the drop of a hat most of the time. I don't know why it just happens. Just this morning, I went back here and I got this baby, Solomon. Where's Solomon? Is he eating? He's eating. Oh, yeah. I got Solomon. He's 3 weeks old, 4 weeks old? 4 weeks old. And I was just like, oh, he's so cute. Can I hold him? And I got my hand washed and I washed my hands, and because you got to do that first, right? I don't know how the ladies made it. And you know, before Germex was, you know, I mean, how did any baby survive? It does smell good though, Charlotte. But I got that baby and I held that baby, and for a brief second, God allowed me to feel like that was my grandbaby. that's about to be here any day. And for a moment, I was like, I was overwhelmed, and tears just began to flow down my face. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is not even my grandbaby, and I'm feeling this. And so I was like, well, somebody's got to help me out. So I brought him up. I brought him up here to Carol and Taylor, and they both started bawling. So I took him back. I was like, that's no help. I took that baby back, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we're all about feelings, and let me tell you this, being empowered by the Holy Spirit is not about how you feel. I'm telling you, there's a lot of days, I'm going to be honest with you, there's a lot of days I don't feel Jesus. But there's not a day goes by that I don't know him, that I don't believe him, that I don't trust him. I'm telling you, there's a lot of days that my feelings don't match what I know, what I know. And too many times we get discouraged and we get beat down because our feelings ain't matching up with what we think we should be feeling. Well, I'm going to tell you what you believe should be coming out of your life. Don't always match up with your feelings, but I'm telling you what, it'll match up with your actions. It'll match up with what's coming out of your mouth, what's in your heart. There's going to be days where you don't feel it, but I'm going to ask you to remain faithful, stay committed, stay locked in, stay focused, know who you are, and you don't let anybody else tell you who you are. They don't have that right to tell you who you are. You know who you are. It's been instilled. It's been planted. It's been in you. Let us step out in the faith that God has empowered us for. Your faith will take you places. It'll keep you safe. It'll protect you. I love this right here. It says Dwight Moody. Anybody heard of Dwight Moody? He's kind of a famous guy. It says he led a million people to faith in Christ Jesus. A million people. Tim Goodpasser, you want to catch him, don't you? You want to pass him. He led a million people to faith in Christ. He founded what became Moody Bible College and is widely considered one of the godliest men in America. I think we would all agree. His prayers have been recorded in his journals and they've been published, and he had a great passion for the lost, and yet Moody often said of his own soul, he says, "I am a leaky bucket." Grant, Hannah, Thomas, Peyton, you're a leaky bucket. No matter how much you think you got it together and how awesome you think you are, your bucket has got some holes in it. You're a leaky bucket. He says, "I'm a leaky bucket and I need to be refilled daily." Man, I'm glad he said that. There's so many days that I just need to be refilled. I just need to be refilled. I mean, if Moody needed that, we definitely need that. We got to be willing to share what God has in us. And that's when God will empower you. You're not just going to walk around empowered and for no reason whatsoever. God empowers you for a specific purpose. Do you believe you're empowered? Do you believe it's in you? Come on. Do you believe it's in you, Thomas? Peyton? Let me ask you these questions. Does God still move? Do you think we can see the book of Acts miracles today? Do you think you could be the next Peter or Paul? The next Moody. Let me ask you this question. Are you willing to share Christ no matter the cost? Let me promise you, it will cost you something. Amen? Loving Jesus, following Christ, it will cost you something. It'll cost you your very life. Lay down your life daily. Take up that cross and follow Jesus Christ. The power of God is in you. He will not fail you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you all the days of your life. Amen. These questions that I've asked today are only questions that you can answer. They're only questions that you can answer. This morning, I want to ask if our elders and wives and any of the youth leaders that have loved on these kids and walked with them, or we're going to pray over these young people this morning as we close. So if you could come on up, if we get some music. What I'm going to ask, I know this is kind of a little bit of an awkward moment, but what I'm going to ask is that you would pray for these four seniors right here. That you would just in this moment reach down, get a sacrifice out, and let's pray for these young people. Maybe some of them you don't even know, but I would ask your prayers of intercession for these young people as we enter into to this moment. It's going to take just a few minutes. I would ask that, hey, let's pray. Let's stay locked in. Let's don't go to lunch yet. Let's stay focused, and let's spend just a few minutes praying for these young people. Their parents are welcome to come up, can pray or stand close.